Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And I wish I could see over this stack of books that I'm looking at here in my studio from my good buddy Tom Asecker, Opportunity Screams, The Business of Belief, A Clear Eye for Branding, Sandbox Wisdoms, The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom, A Little Less Conversation, A Brand New World. I mean, folks, this is the work of a man who's very prolific, very smart on why people buy, why people do what they do, and what you need to know about how to understand all that. And Tom is a longtime Brain Trust member, more than 11 years now, and one of the smartest guys I know. And he's our good friend, Tom Asecker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, what is your thinking these days on how people make decisions? What's in their head? What motivates them? What are the elements of their decision-making process?
Well, Jim, you know, because you've been in this game for a long time now, that the environment has a huge effect on how people sense things, how they make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't live in a bubble where
right.
we sit in a little room and we right. make these various decisions and then
right.
we leave.
Fear and our greed respond to something.
Absolutely. Listen, just the fact that the stock market has been doing what it's doing over the last few days is going to affect how people make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
even if they're not in the stock market.
No, exactly. And you know what? Even if they're not aware of the fact that that's causing them
mm-hmm.
to reevaluate decisions. Because a lot of this happens subconsciously. So, I mean, this is obvious to everyone, or it should be. Everyone's overwhelmed with choice.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk down the soda aisle. We're easily distracted. I mean, we're checking our phones, I think, every 7 minutes on average, our smartphone.
I'm surprised. I would thought it was more often than that.
Well, remember, we are sleeping for a certain
yeah.
period during the day.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. yeah.
But so if you want to attract people's attention and you want to motivate behavior change, then you have to understand that there's really there's one brain, and we think this brain is making some kind of rational decision-making process. It's not true. There are actually three minds at work.
Three minds.
Three different minds.
Uh-huh.
The first mind, the most important mind, the one that you really need to understand what's going on, is what I call the feeling mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people call it system one. They call it the subconscious mind. Doesn't matter what you call it. This
right.
mind is below your own level of conscious awareness. It's
mm-hmm.
fast. It
mm-hmm.
does things by instinct.
Mm-hmm.
It's driven by its perceptions, by what it sees and hears.
Mm-hmm. And that, Tom, is what I define when it makes those decisions. I define that as the moment of relevance.
Of course it is. Because,
yeah.
look, Jim,
it's a moment.
It happens in
a moment or less than a moment.
Less than a moment. And I'll tell you what, the only purpose of that feeling mind is to screen out
that's right.
information.
It's triaging.
Because that conscious thinking mind, it can't handle everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the feeling mind, they go. That's how you drive to work and you don't see anything. You know, you get all the way to work and you say, I don't even remember driving.
Mm-hmm.
Because your feeling mind was screening out all the stimulus, saying, I don't need to pay attention to any of this. It's not relevant.
And some of the things that feeling mind screens, you may be able to do something about, and you might not be able to do something about. For example, all right, I've chosen a certain palette. I chose a certain palette for my website. But if somebody goes to my website, and there are two websites up there that they can look at, one of them is the color they like, and the other one is a color they're not so crazy about, that feeling mind you're talking about will reject one color and go to the other, and the person won't even realize you're doing it.
Oh, no, this is absolutely true.
Some of it you can't do anything about.
No. That's why it's important to understand precisely who it is that you're trying to attract and how their feeling mind works,
mm-hmm.
how it processes information. Because, look, all the information that it's processing, it's retrieving from memory what it thinks is relevant about what it sees. It doesn't know anything objectively. It's just looking at memory. So like you said, if somebody's looking at colors and they don't like it, it's because something in their memory is telling them they don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I met a woman once, I remember, at a car party or some chamber event, and we were just chatting, and I could sense in the look in her eyes she didn't like me. And I'd never met this woman in my life.
Right.
And I said to her, I said, you don't like me, do you? She said, no, not really. I said, you don't even know me. I mean, I've never even talked to you. But see, she knew someone that was 6 foot tall, had a goatee, and had a Boston accent.
Brutally handsome, right?
Brutally handsome, that's right. You know, a real dapper dresser, yeah. The whole thing.
That really turned her off, didn't it?
but look, here's the thing. Once you understand that the primary thing you have to do is you have to make sure you grab that instinctual feeling mind first. But then nothing starts before that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that happens, right, after your instincts say, there may be value here, this may be interesting, that's when your conscious mind, the thinking mind, comes along. That's the thing that's looking, you know, for evidence. You know, it's going to start digging a little bit deeper. It's looking for inconsistencies. It wants to see whether other people like it. And, you know, it's funny. We lead with that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't lead to try to appeal to the feeling mind.
Mm-hmm.
We lead with all of the information. And you know what? The feeling mind doesn't care about that.
And the thing is, it's like I pointed out, you may be ruled out before they even get to that point. In the 21st century, in the second decade of the 21st century, in the age of the customer, you may be ruled out before they ever get to that point.
Jim, so look at it this way, Jim. You're absolutely right. Given the amount of choice that people have, if they look at something and they don't like the font, they're not going to read the words.
It really is, folks, it really is. That's, and I know that's scary. When we come back, Tom's going to tell us about the other mind and how we can deal with it. And I'll try to help. I'm trying to keep up with Mr. Brainiac, Mr. Asecker here. Quick break, 20. Brutally handsome, too, by the way, according to that lady. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.